North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will get on board his special armored train this week for another summit. On Thursday, Kim plans to meet Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok, Russia. The eastern port city is only 100 miles or so from the North Korean border, so the trip for Kim won't be a long one. This will be the first Russia-North Korea summit in many years, and it comes at a sensitive time in the Trump administration's effort to find a way out of the long-running nuclear standoff with North Korea. The World's Matthew Bell is here with me in the studio. What are Putin and Kim actually planning for this summit?
The state media outlets in both Moscow and Pyongyang announced this today. They're likely to meet in Vladivostok, as you mentioned, on Thursday, but they sort of tapped down expectations and didn't suggest that there was going to be a big agreement or any sort of big economic cooperation deal signed here. It seems to me that the point of this is to actually just have the meeting.
So when was the last time the Russians and North Koreans held a summit?
That was way back in 2011, which I think says something about Russian-North Korean relations. It's interesting because North Korea began in early 1950s as a client state of the Soviet Union. By some accounts, it was Joseph Stalin who actually chose Kim Il-sung to be the founder and the great leader of North Korea. But in post-Soviet times, the relationship has been quite troubled, and both countries have sort of had their own issues to work out. It's interesting that the Russians were part in the early 2000s of the six-party multilateral talks with the United States that were aimed at denuclearization. Those didn't work. But now it's a whole different ballgame because the North Koreans actually do have nuclear weapons. They've tested nuclear devices several times.
So will this be Putin's first meeting with Kim Jong-un? Who did he meet in 2011?
He met with Medvedev, Putin's predecessor.
Oh, so it was Kim Jong-un who met with Medvedev and not Putin?
No, that was Kim Jong-il,
Kim Jong-un's father. Met with Medvedev. So this will be the first time Putin and Kim Jong-un meet as leaders.
Exactly.
How do you think it's going to go?
Remember that it was less than 2 months ago that the summit in Hanoi with Trump and Kim Jong-un fell apart with no nuclear agreement. I think it makes sense that Putin would want to step in and be seen working with the North Koreans in some way around the world as the adult in the room.
So kind of a photo op with a little kind of headline, don't forget about us, we're also a world power.
I think that's exactly the point. And from the North Koreans' point of view, they need all the friends they can get. They do have sort of an ally relationship with China. But I think in Kim's mind, he wants to get these sanctions lifted, and he's looking for sort of any leverage he can get with Washington. And remember, the whole diplomatic process with the U.S. right now is not going well. The North Koreans recently just tested a new weapon, and they also sent a message saying that they don't want to deal with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo anymore.
Yeah.
So it's hard to see how the diplomatic process is going forward there.
The World's Matthew Bell. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.